Good afternoon. I have two relatively straightforward items on the agenda for today. Both are in regards to the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The first is in regard to contract number 05-06B. We had previously issued substantial completion to Teal Construction for this project. Since then, we've done an accounting of the unit quantities for the project, and the end result is that we have a credit change order in the amount of $947.23. If there aren't any questions, I can read a motion.
Any questions for Mr. Islow? All right.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant Whitman Reckwart & Associates, LLP, that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract 05-06B, Banks Harbor, Mill Run, and Miscellaneous Southern Extensions with Teal Construction Incorporated be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $947.23 for a new contract total of $3,909,055.77, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Financial Assistance Branch, Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Could I get a motion?
So moving.
Is there a second? I have a motion and a second to approve the agreement as read by Mr. Izzo, the balancing change order. Is there any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The second item is very similar. Once again, it is a contract in the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. It is the fourth contract. That work has now been complete. Once again, Teal Construction was the contractor, and later I'll come back again with the balancing change order once we balance all the quantities. But at this time, we would request substantial completion be issued to Teal Construction, and again, I have a motion that I can read.
Thanks, Dave.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective March 26, 2009, for contract number 05-06D, Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, Northwest Subdivisions and Railway Road North to Teal Construction Incorporated, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the substantial completion as read by Mr. Izzo. Any questions? If not, Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
You like in on this, Mr.
No,
Cole?
No, just get me because
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank
okay.
you, Mike.
Thank you.
Bob Jones here. Hey, Bob.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Bob Jones.
Afternoon. Hello.
I'm here for this afternoon for the Argos Glade subdivision bid award. This, excuse me, to Adel Construction Company for the Argos Glade subdivision completion project, contract number 0806. Argos Glade subdivision is a 25-lot subdivision located up near Argos Corner. Last year, funds were drawn from the letter of credit to complete this project. Understand, if I remember correctly, the developer went bankrupt. Basically, the scope of work consists of finishing up some minor roadway drainage and overlaying the final course of surface hot mix and doing the necessary as-builts required by Sussex County and Sussex Soil Conservation District. Bids were received on this project on April 9th. Non-bids were received, and a low bid was submitted by Adel Construction Company, Inc. in the amount of $61,066. I believe there was a handout in your packet that showed the non-bid results and the engineer's mm-hmm. estimate of $75,836.
Any questions for Mr. Jones?
I have a quick question.
Ms. Webb?
I'm just curious, will there be more than one contract on this, or will this do the whole work in the subdivision?
This should do the whole work in the subdivision. The one concern we have is that we're doing some as-built work of the stormwater ponds as a portion of this work, and if it indicates that there's additional, the as-builts don't match the design, there could be some additional grading or some work, but hopefully we could do that through a change order in this contract. Nonetheless, I think we called in approximately $285,000.
I was just wondering if we would have more to go.
Ample amount of funds to complete the work, but we may have to do a little bit of extra work in the pond.
Good thing we had it.
You're doing a couple inches of hot mix as the overlay?
Yeah, it's an inch and a half overlay. There's an existing 2-inch hot mix base with, I believe, 6 inches of crushed concrete. The road's fairly stable. I mean, there's very little cracking.
How many feet of that is there?
I would think so. That's big enough to build a dual.
2,300 linear feet, if I remember correctly.
All right, any other questions? If not, we'll ask you to read the motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 0806 Argos Glade subdivision completion be awarded to Adel Construction Company, Inc. of Newark, Delaware at the bid amount of $61,066.
Also move.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the bid award. Any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Lank?
Good afternoon. We have three items of old business this morning, or this evening.
Kick the bucket.
First one being change of zone number 1627. The application of PGS Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, land lying southeast of Route 26, 505 feet southwest of U.S. Route 113, to be located on 10.77 acres more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 22nd of 2009, rendered their decision on February 12th of 2009. County Council held their public hearing, or y'all held your public hearing on February 10th of 2009. The Commission and their recommendation on February 12th, Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1627 for PGS Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, 7.63 acres of the property is already zoned C1. By rezoning the remaining 10.77 acres to CR1, the commercial zoning would be consistent with the property boundary. Two, according to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in a developing district and this proposed zoning is appropriate for such an area. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other uses in the area, including those uses at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 26. Four, this rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning of the property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties. Five, at the town of Dagsboro's request, it is recommended that the applicant continue to explore the possibility of annexation. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0-1 with Mr. Burton not voting. At the council public hearing, just for additional information, you did receive a letter, and it was read into the record from the town of Dagsboro. The town of Dagsboro basically requested that the council, that the parcel of property being asked to rezone is contiguous to the town of Dagsboro and lies within the town's growth area as designated by their state-mandated comprehensive land use plan. Our state-approved comprehensive land use plan has shown this parcel for several years and, in fact, is recognized by PGS developers as they had requested annexation from the town of Dagsboro. In this request, the town did all required legal steps to annex the property and was ready to move forward The application required a plan of services to be submitted to the state, after which the state recommended that the town of Dagsboro not annex the property due to the lack of the county's sewer capacity and to await the completion of the county's Dagsboro-Frankfurt sanitary sewer district study. It is the town's understanding that the study is near completion. Over the past 18 months, the town has had some limited correspondence from PGS Properties, but the project has been inactive, as have been many development projects in our town due to the economic conditions. In March of 2008, PGS withdrew their request from Dagsboro, which they assumed was for economic reasons, as none was stated in their letter. As council is aware, a comprehensive land use plan requires thousands of dollars to implement. There are many public meetings that must be held and hundreds of man hours that are dedicated to research and solicitation of public opinion. After the town had utilized the service of lawyers, certified planners, and represented the will of the citizens, it must go forward to the state of Delaware for review and be accepted as a good and reasonable plan. The people of Dagsboro would request that this body, being the council, recognize its sovereignty and request that PGS Properties continue its request for annexation and subsequent development through the town of Dagsboro. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lank?
Mr. Lank, did you say
ma'am.
That they had applied for annexation and then the state planning office or the state recommended that they that the town not annex the property?
That's right.
Because of the sewer?
Basically because of the county sewer was still being studied for Dagsboro Franklin.
And so their recommendation is most likely the reason that this land is not being annexed? Is that your deduction from that?
At that time,
yeah.
PGS was in the process of applying for annexation.
Mm-hmm.
The town was giving consideration to that annexation, mm-hmm. and in the annexation process, you're required to go through the Office of State Planning Coordination.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it gets a plus review.
Mm-hmm.
And then the plus comments came back that since the sewer wasn't available to serve, they recommended that the town, that the application not be approved for annexation. And it was pending for quite some time. And then the PGS folks withdrew. Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, sewer has now become available from when they're, if plus maybe got those comments today, we've extended the sewer out there.
Then with the sewer study being, I'm pretty sure it's completed now.
Right, isn't it?
On Dagsboro Franklin.
Just and there is capacity.
About, yeah.
Right, so they were saying, hold up, because we don't know if there's capacity. Now we know there's capacity, but then PGS or whatever it is pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
Not right. Because of that. So that I don't think it had anything to do with the sewer issue.
That was the issue. That was the reason that came from the state for
initially.
The purpose of rejection of the annexation
right.
for to the town of Dagsboro.
Did PLUS review this application to us?
No, the only thing they reviewed was the annexation process.
So this change of zone was not required, did not require
no,
plus review.
Not.
Okay.
It's not large enough.
If they came in with a 75,000 square foot request for construction of a center or shopping center or something of that nature, they would have to go through plus.
Okay.
Because of a square footage requirement that they have to go through plus through our memorandum of agreement with the Office of State Planning Coordination.
But with this change of zone and they put all these properties together, which is what their intent is. There's no problem putting a building that size on.
But we don't know until they apply. And the way they presented it in public hearings was that they were planning on creating pad sites and not creating a center.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
that's
right. But that's all conceptual.
We don't
know. No, it is.
Right.
And all, what you're doing, the only thing you're looking at is the land use decision as whether or not
appropriate
it's appropriate
spot.
To be zoned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Lank? If not, I would entertain a motion so that we can vote on this to approve change of zone 1627.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1627. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
No. It's in the town's growth area, and the town mayor was here representing the entire town, asking for this to be denied. And I feel that it would adversely affect neighboring properties. It would adversely affect the town, as far as I'm concerned, from what I heard at the hearing. No. And they can have commercial uses on this land if they want to under conditional uses, and the town might have some more to say about what gets put out there, which is what I think they're interested in.
Thank you. Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the fact that at our hearing we listened to the concern of the town, and I understand that, but the bottom line is this council cannot require a landowner to annex into a town. Legally, we cannot do that.
We don't have to vote for this, though.
I'm sorry, I vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Vincent votes yes. Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes, and also the town mayor was here before us, and he had the opportunity to annex that town, or annex that piece of property in the town, which he chose not to do, and seems like he's playing hard to get, you might say. He should have made that decision back when he had the opportunity before it came before the council. So it's no doubt that this person certainly deserves it. It's I go along with the planning and zoning. I think they're right in the decision they made, so I vote yes.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
I got a problem with the next two. I abstained from voting, and it looks like it's all one big project, so I'm just going to not vote because two-thirds of this, these three packages are, I got a problem with two of them because of the applicant. I've done business with him for, I don't know, 20 years as my plumber and electrician and stuff, so I've had this relationship, and I don't feel comfortable. So I think I'll just not vote on this one because it's all part of a big project. So I'll just abstain.
Mr. Cole abstains. My vote is yes. We are criticized sometimes for not planning, yet clearly in our comprehensive land use plan, this property is on our developing district. It was vetted by planning and zoning and found worthy. I believe it helps the property that's already zoned commercial there come into more conformity with properties throughout the area, and for those reasons, I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next item is change of zone 1672, the application of PGS Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, also known as DuPont Boulevard, 1,500 feet south of Route 26, also known as 9-Foot Road, to be located on 7.13 acres, more or less. On this application, the commission held public hearing on February 12 of 2009. Council held public hearing on March 17th of 2009. And the commission's recommendation on the 12th of February, Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1672 for PGS Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, 3.58 acres of the property is already zoned C1 general commercial. By rezoning the remaining 7.13 acres to CR1 commercial residential, the commercial zoning will be consistent with the property's boundaries. Two, according to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in a developing district, and this proposed zoning is appropriate for such an area. The property is adjacent to and partially within the 500-foot commercial corridor along U.S. Route 113 and is an extension of that corridor. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other uses in the area, including those uses at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 26. Four, this rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning on this property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Does the council have any questions for Mr. Lank? If not, we'll entertain a motion to approve change of zone number 1672.
Got one.
Is there a second?
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone number 1672, the application of PGS Properties. Is there any further discussion? Mr. Cole will be abstaining from this as he did not participate in the hearings. If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No. Again, it's in the town's growth area. We have a memorandum of understanding with the town. And if these things don't mean anything, then we shouldn't sign them. You're talking about consistency, making it all CR1. Yeah, it could be consistent, and you can get a Sam's and a giant Walmart out there and a lot of nasty things. You can still have commercial development with a conditional use. There is no reason in the law why we have to zone this commercial. No.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendations of planning and zoning, the fact it does fit into our comprehensive land use plan, and the same issue that the town wanted us to try to require these people to annex in town, we cannot do that legally. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the exact same reasons that Mr. Vincent votes for. And also, it would be foolish for people to build something if the public wasn't going to use it. So to say that Walmart or any other organization would come in and pay it, I wouldn't go that far to say that.
And I'll vote yes for the previously stated reasons. It is in our comprehensive land use plan as a developing area. I think it's important that we follow our plan. It does match up other commercially zoned land in the area. Motion carried.
The last item is change of zone 1673, the application of PGS Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, also known as DuPont Boulevard, 800 feet south of Route 26, also known as the 9-foot road, and to be located on 64 hundredths of an acre, more or less. Gentlemen, again, this application was reviewed through public hearing by Planning and Zoning Commission on February 12 of 2009 and the County Council on March 17th of 2009. At the conclusion of the Commission's public hearings, Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1673 for PGS Properties LLC based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, 7.03 acres of the property is already zoned C1 general commercial. By rezoning the remaining, 64 hundredths of an acre to CR1 commercial residential, the commercial zoning will be consistent with the property's boundaries. Two, according to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in a developing district, and this proposed zoning is appropriate for such an area. The property is adjacent to and partially within the 500-foot commercial corridor along U.S. Route 113 and is an extension of that corridor. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other uses in the area, including those uses at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 26. Four, this rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning on this property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties. There's a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Mr. Lang? If not, I'll entertain a motion on change of zone 1673. Is there a second?
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1673 PGS Properties. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No. Again, we do not have to rezone this land that way. And all the aforementioned reasons, no.
Mr. Vincent?
Again, based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, based on the fact it does fit in our developing district, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well for the previously stated reasons. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Motion carried. Ms. Webb, grant request.
Thank you. First grant tonight, Del Mar High School.
I'd like to, from my account, if someone would make the motion to contribute $250, I'd appreciate it.
So move you.
Is there a second? Mr. Wilson, could you help me out here?
Second.
I need a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant $250 from my discretionary account to Del Mar High School for the Destination Imagination Team. Any discussion? If not, Ms. Deaver?
Robin. Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Diamond State Swoop Girls Softball Team?
Not much on this one.
Who was that written to?
You, Mr. Phillips.
Did it indicate a geographic area that they encompassed?
The County Mill River.
Bethany Beach.
The person that wrote it is from Hebron, Maryland, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Hebron, Maryland. Exactly right.
Well, you live in Sharptown, don't you?
Close. I think we'll just pass on that one today. Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce for project expenses. If I may, grant $500 from my account.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? From the Greater Millsboro to the Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce, $500 from my account. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Milford Senior Center?
Well, I can give the rest of my money to the Milford Senior Center.
$52?
I think I have 100.
Two?
You have two.
Oh, I
do? Why don't you stretch it out? 100 for...
Well, you might not want to spend it all one place.
They have minor repairs.
Is that 100 for Ms. Deaver, 100 for Mr. Wilson?
You tell them what it's for?
I'll give her two. I can have a bit her in a day.
You can spend 100.
I have $100.
I mean, you got two, but that's all you got.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Wilson to give $200 from his account and $100 from Ms. Deaver's account. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Ms. Deaver, are you okay with that?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called a stimulus package.
This is the van repairs.
They need a lot.
They spent $5,300 to fix the van.
You hear this?
What's that?
They spent $5,300 to fix the van. We even got documentation of the repair work done.
You shouldn't spend all your money, Jim. Let me call the vote, Susie. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
You should save your money.
Woodland Ferry?
Is this you?
Yeah. I make a motion to grant $500 from my account.
Is there a second?
I'll get you back.
I have a motion and a second. $500 from Mr. Vincent's account to the Woodland Ferry Association for their festival expenses. Any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That's it. Thanks.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Griffin?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a private club to be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100. Containing 11,033 square feet or less, on behalf of Rehoboth Beach Film Society.
I'll introduce it.
Better.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land in Broad Kill 100, containing 4.71 acres, Overbrook Acres LLC.
All right, I'll offer it.
Is that all, Mr. Griffin?
Yes.
Any additional business?